Hello and welcome to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westby, your host for tonight's game between the Oryx Buffaloes and the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Yoshi on the mound for Oryx, and his first pitch of the game to Tepe is in there for a called strike one. The second offering by Yoshi misses down low for a ball. Count now 1-1 to leadoff batter Tepe. The third offering swung on and fouled off. This ball will go out of play to the left side. Not a very large crowd here at Skymark Stadium, formerly known as Green Stadium Kobe, in Kobe. Yoshi sets up, and the two strike one ball pitch is fouled off again. Count remains two strikes, one ball. Tepe the batter, leading off for Rakuten this evening. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman has it, takes the ball to the bag himself for out number one. The next batter takes first pitch from Yoshi for strike one. Next batter being Takasu. And the next offering called strike two, right in there by Yoshi. Next pitch misses inside. Ball one. And the fourth offering swung on and fouled back, or off and out of play to the right side, rather. Yoshi, two strike, one ball pitch, swung on and lined into right field, base hit. So the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles have their first hit of the game. Runner at first now, one out. That'll bring up third batter, team captain Isobe. A throw over to first, and Takasu's back in there. Hand first. Another throw over to first. Takasu dives back in. The first offering to Isobe is grounded through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Takasu rounds second, heads into third, and is in there without a throw. Safe! So for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles here in the first inning, they've got runners at the corners and just one out. That'll bring up former Cebu Lions slugger Fernandez. 5 home runs on the year so far, 7 RBIs. Batting in the low 200s though. Takes first pitch outside for ball one. Rick Short is on deck. Next pitch misses outside for ball two. Yoshi on the mound comes set. And the next offering swung on and lifted deep to left center. Center fielder goes back, and just in front of the warning track makes skip catch. That'll score Takasu from third base. Touches up, crosses the plate. Home in. Sacrifice fly for Fernandez. For the second out. And Ducton has a run on the board. So Fernandez does his job, bringing the ball deep, scoring Takasu from third. And that'll bring up Rick Short. The first offering is grounded to the left side, third baseman up with the ball, throws over to first, has Short by quite a ways, and the side is retired. But not before a pair of hits and a sacrifice fly put the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles on top here in the first inning. After half an inning, the Eagles lead this one, 1-0. Welcome back to Full Cast Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Matsuzaki on the mound for the Eagles. First pitch to Onishi, misses down low for ball one. Next offering, fouled off and out of play to the right side. And Matsuzaki has a quick 1-1 count to leadoff batter Onishi here in the bottom of the first inning. Oryx Blue Wave batting, down 1-0. Next pitch in the dirt, gets past the catcher, goes to the backstop. And the next offering misses inside, ball two. No, ball three, sorry. One strike, three balls the count. First pitch was a ball. And the next offering in there catches the inside corner for a called strike two. That brings the count full. And the Shobu pitch swung on and lined up the left field line, but hooking foul. The ball did not have the distance to go over the fence, but had that bounced in fair, would have been trouble on the left side. Extra bases. Looks like Onishi might have broken his bat there. Went to get a new one. So once again, full count to Onishi. Leadoff batter in the bottom of the first inning for Oryx. He swings and grabs the ball to the right side. Second baseman short. Up with the ball. Throws to first. Sorry, second baseman is Takasu. Throws to first for out number one. Short is in left field tonight. Okay, that'll bring up second baseman Mizuguchi for Oryx. The first offering in there for a called strike one. That was a good pitch by Matsuzaki. The second offering just misses, maybe a little high, evening the count at 1-1. Next offering misses up high, ball two. One strike, two balls the count to second batter Mizuguchi. We have one out, we're in the bottom of the first inning. Ducton leads this one by a score of 1-0. Third offering misses well inside, ball three. One strike, three balls to count. And the fifth pitch, that one's in there. Called strike two. Two batters, two full counts for Matsuzaki. The Shobu pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. That'll bring up number three batter, left fielder Tani. The first offering to Tani misses inside, ball one. Tani batting 274 on the year, four RBIs with one home run. Swings at the next pitch, grounds the ball to second base. Takasu up with the ball, throws easily to first for out number three. So it's a 1-2-3 inning for Matsuzaki here in the bottom of the first. Going to the second, Ducton leads this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Oryx Buffaloes hosting the Tohoku Ducton Golden Eagles tonight. The Eagles will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters here in the top of the second inning. That'll be Yoshioka, Yamasaki, and Okihara, with catcher Katsunori, if they get that far. Yoshi on the mound for Oryx. His first pitch to Yoshioka is fouled off to the left side, past the third base dugout. Yoshioka playing first base. The second offering misses low and away. Appeal to the first base umpire says no, he did not swing. The next offering is swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop stumbles a bit, fielding the ball, going toward the third base bag, but comes up with the ball and throws Yoshioka out by a couple of steps for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up designated hitter Yamasaki. Yamazaki, formerly Chunichi Dragon. Takes the first pitch outside. Ball one. The second offering, grounded to the left side. Foul ball. That evens the count at 1-1. Yoshi on the mound. His third offering misses inside. Yamasaki backs out of the way of the ball. One strike, two balls. Now the count with one out here in the top of the second inning. Next offering swung on and lifted high to the infield. Foul territory. Third baseman Nori calls for the ball and makes the catch in the wide open foul territory here at Skymark Stadium for out number two. So, designated hitter Yamasaki fouls out to the third baseman. That'll bring up shortstop Okihara. Okihara came up in the Hanshin organization. First pitch by Yoshi misses. I'm not sure where it missed. Neither is the catcher, who kind of appeals to the umpire. But I guess it was a bit outside. Next pitch, Okihara shows bunt, but takes the ball down the middle for strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. I'm always interested in feedback for these live games. I've got the chat box open. And the next pitch, lined to right field. Right fielder comes in and on the run makes the catch for out number three. So, it's 3-3 for Nocton in the second inning. Going to the bottom of the second, though, they continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Oryx Buffaloes will be sending up sluggers Nakamura and Kiyohara, followed by Kitagawa here in the bottom of the second inning. Nori Nakamura returning to Japan after a year in the minor leagues. Before that, Keen Tetsu Buffalo slugger. He and Tuffy Rhodes made a great pair there. The first offering by Matsuzaki to Nakamura misses up high for ball one. The second pitch misses down low. Ball two. Two quick balls to Nakamura. Third offering. A slow curveball called strike one. Nakamura best letting that one go by. The fourth offering misses low and inside ball three. One strike, three balls the count. Nakamura, just a brief stint with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Next pitch misses high and away, ball four. And he's walked. That'll bring up former Cebu Lion and Yomiuri Giant, Kiyohara. Kiyohara is the man that Oryx is hoping will bring the fans out this year. to Green Stadium Kobe, or rather Skymark Stadium, and Osaka Dome. In fact, I remember reading recently that Odex was working on purchasing Osaka Dome altogether. The first pitch to Kiyohara is swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Matsuzaki set. Next offering. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Kiyohara swinging a little late at that pitch. The next offering misses inside. Ball one. Kiyohara, the designated hitter. He has a bit of an injury in one of his legs, which is keeping him out of the starting lineup as a fielder. Next pitch fouled away. Count remains, two strike, one ball. But it's not enough to keep him out of the batter's box. Kiyohara, of course, plagued with injuries after joining the Giants. The next offering swung on and fouled back. The two-strike, one-ball pitch to Kiyohara fouled off again. That's three straight foul balls to stay alive by Kiyohara. Nakamura, so far this season, has no home runs but five RBIs. To answer a question in the chat box. The next offering swung on and fouled back, and Kiyohara keeps things going, making Matsuzaki work a little more this inning. Odex down in order in the first. Two strikes, one ball the count to Kiyohara. The next offering swung on and hit deep but foul to left field. That ball had the distance. Kiyohara so far on the season, 4 for 7, a .571 batting average. No home runs and 3 RBIs. Next pitch swung on and hit deep to left again. But foul. That's 6 foul balls in a row by Kiyohara. 2 of them very deep to left. The next offering, Kiyohara on the appeal to first. Umpire says he checked his swing. The ball had gotten away from the catcher. So the count is even now at 2-2. And the next pitch, ooh, just misses down low. Kiyohara holding up again. Full count. I think this is a case where the umpire is giving the veteran a bit of leeway. A throw over to first base, but Nakamura's back standing up. The next offering, and the umpire, after a delay, calls strike three. Kiyohara was starting to run up the line because the umpire didn't say anything after the pitch, and as Kiyohara was running up the line, the umpire came up with the strike three call. The pitch looked a bit outside to me, maybe making up for calling that previous one a ball. Hard to say. Nonetheless, Kiyohara strikes out looking. Nakamura remains on first base and what position was he? First baseman Kitagawa comes up to the plate. First pitch in there for a called strike one. And the next offering misses for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count to Kitagawa, one out, and runner at first base. Nakamura led the inning off with a base on balls. Next offering misses... I don't know where. I can't get this umpire, I'm sorry. Maybe he thought it was high. Next offering, swung on and hit deep to left field. Left fielder goes back at the fence, runs into the fence, and the ball goes over. Haita, home run. Kitagawa slowed down after rounding first base as though an umpire were saying that it wasn't a home run. But acknowledged that it is, and Oryx Gyakuten take a 2-1 lead here. On Kitagawa's 2-run home run. That'll bring up Brambo. First pitch to Brambo, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. One strike. Batting 091, no home runs, one RBI on the season. Next offering, swung on and fouled back. Two quick strikes on Brambaugh. The next offering misses high and away. Two strikes, one ball the count. And the fourth pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Catcher giving chase as there's lots of foul territory. But the ball bounces on top of the first base dugout. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. At Koshien Kyujo, the Hanshin Tigers take a 3-0 lead, still batting in the first inning. The next offering is swung on and grounded up the middle. Base hit for Brambaugh. So, Oryx Buffaloes are keeping this going here in the bottom of the second inning with a 2-1 lead now. Runner at first base. That'll bring up Abe. The first offering to Oryx catcher is in there for a called strike one, or shortstop rather, is in there for a called strike one. The second pitch misses up high, evening the count at 1-1. Third pitch misses up high, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Throw over to first base. Nakamura, not Nakamura anymore. Brambaugh, not far away, walks back without a touch. Next pitch misses just inside, maybe. One strike, three balls to count. Umpire going to make the locked-in pitcher Matsuzaki come in there with something. Next pitch swung on and off the handle of the bat into left field. Brembo rounds second and heads into third. The throw comes back to second base. So Brembo heads up base running, heads into third. On a bloop single to left by Abe. So the Buffaloes have runners at the corners, one out here in the bottom of the second inning, already two runs in. That'll bring up catcher Hidaka. We have a short meeting on the mound. Matsuzaki staying in there. Hidaka batting 340 on the season, no home runs and 5 RBIs. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. And this umpire's strike zone suddenly got bigger to the left-handed batter, or a little higher maybe. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two quick strikes on Oddick's catcher. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Hidaka, batting 340, leads the team in batting average. I'd like to thank Ken for feeding me a little bit of extra information. Throw over to first, and the runner is caught off, but the first base umpire is calling a balk. So Brambo comes in to score on the balk call, and Abe goes over to second base. Pitcher Matsuzaki wondering what he did wrong. Okay, the pitcher, I'm guessing that the first base umpire thought he was going into his motion because he lifted his leg and then kicked toward first base to throw the ball. And I guess that that pause while he was up there, however short it was enough that the umpire thought that he might be going toward home and turning to throw to first base. Must be a no-no there. Next pitch misses somewhere for ball one. Two strikes, one ball to count. The next offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. Next pitch, and Hidaka swings late at the pitch, going down on strikes. Ball was a little bit inside, and Hidaka just decided a little too late to swing at it, and that's out number two. Back to the top of the order, in Onishi. Onishi grounded out to second, his first at bat. Batting 214 on the year, no home runs and three RBIs. Runner at second base, Oddick's up 3-1 here. And the first pitch is grounded up the middle into center field, base hit. Abe rounds third, heads home. The ball is cut off. And Oddick's is up 4-1. So, a base hit to center field scores the fourth run of the inning for Oddick's. And that'll bring up number two batting, Mizuguchi. Mizuguchi struck out swinging his first at bat. And Nomura Kantoku is coming out to have a talk with the home plate umpire. It looks like we've got a pitching change here in the bottom of the second inning. Yeah. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fujisaki comes in to relieve Matsuzaki here in the bottom of the second inning. Oryx have scored four so far, with two down, runner at first base, and number two batter, Mizuguchi, at the plate. Mizuguchi takes first pitch down low for ball one. The next offering swung on and lifted to right center field. Right fielder comes over, but it's the center fielder who makes the catch for out number three. So Fujisaki comes in, throws two pitches, and gets the final out for Dakuten. But not before Oryx turned this game around with four. Two-run home run by Kitagawa. A balk called against starter Matsuzaki to bring Brombo home. And Abe coming in on a RBI single by Onishi. At the end of two complete now, Oryx leads this one by a score of 4-0. At Skymark Stadium here on Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the third inning. Leading it off for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles will be manager Nakamura's son, Katsunori. Then back to the top of the order in Tepe and Takasu. Katsunori takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Second offering misses a little low and away to even the count at 1-1. Yokohama Bay Stars lead the Yomiuri Giants by a score of 1-0 now. Next pitch fouled away, strike two. That game in the second inning at Yokohama Stadium. Or going to the third inning now. That's after two complete. Next pitch misses inside to Katsunori, evening the count at 2-2. Hanshin stopped after three runs in the bottom of the first inning. Lead Hiroshima 3-0 at Koshien. Next pitch by Yoshi misses outside, ball three, even bringing the count full. That's the first full count by Yoshi. Next pitch misses low and away, ball four. And Katsunori draws a base on balls to lead off the third inning. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Tepe, who grounded out to the first baseman to lead off the game. Cebu and Lotte tied 0-0 after three complete. That game at Cebu Envoys Dome. The first offering to Tepe misses inside for ball one. Right-handed pitcher Yoshi on the mound. Left-handed batter Tepe. Second offering, grounder to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball, throws to second for one. The relay to first. Man, it looked in time to me, but the umpire calls him safe. I'm not sure about the umpiring here tonight. Okay, so it's a fielder's choice. Tepe reaching. One out now. And Takasu up at the plate. Takasu grounded or hit a line drive into right field. His first at bat. First pitch, Takasu showing bunt, takes called strike one. Throw over to first base. Tepe back in there, standing up. The next pitch is swung on and lined into left field. That ball bounces in there, base hit, goes to the wall. Tepe around second, heads into third base. And Takasu has a one-out double. That's two for two for Takasu tonight. Tepe going by his first name this year. As a number of Eagles are doing that. Rick Short included. That'll bring up team captain Isobe. Isobe singled through the right side his first at bat. Takes first pitch high and away for ball one. We've got runners at second and third. One out here in the top of the third inning. Eagles looking to get back into this game, trailing 1-4. Eagles took an early 1-0 lead in the first inning, but gave up four runs in the bottom of the second. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. Next offering just catches the outside corner for a called strike one. One strike, two balls the count. Isobe off to a good start this year. Last season, it took him several games before he managed to get his first hit. Next pitch swung on a miss, evening the count at 2-2. Third baseman playing in. Next offering, swung on and bounced over the pitcher. Shortstop is playing in also. Fields the ball in front of the second base bag, but the only play he has is to first base. Homin! Tepe comes in on the ground ball, on the infield ground ball. So Isobe drives in the second ducked in run of the evening as he grounds out to shortstop. And that's the second out of the third inning. Runner now at third base. And Fernandez takes first pitch for a called strike one. Fernandez had a sacrifice fly his first at bat, driving in the first run of the game. Oryx lead now cut in half, 4-2. Next pitch misses just inside. Fernandez holding up. Fernandez, with five home runs, leads the Eagles, who have six home runs as a team. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Yoshi looks in, has a sign. Continues shaking his head, yes, and yes some more. The next offering misses high and away, evening the count at 2-2. Number 7 batter, designated hitter Yamasaki, has the Eagles' only other home run of this young season. Next offering in the dirt outside, Fernandez holds up, bringing the count full. Two strikes, three balls. That's the second full count by Yoshi tonight. Starting pitcher Matsuzaki for the Eagles went full count to the first two batters he faced. And he's already been knocked out. The Shobu pitch misses low and away. Ball four. That's the second base on balls given up by Yoshi tonight. And that'll bring out the pitching coach for a word. Kambe. Oryx pitching coach goes out, has a short word with Yoshi, and now heads back to the dugout. Rick Short, registered as Rick this year, returning to Japan after, what was it, 2 or 3 years? I believe it was 2003 he played with the Chibolote Marines. The first offering swung on and grounded to the third base, who throws to second for the force, and the side is retired. So, the Eagles managed to score one, cutting the Buffalo's lead in half. And after 2.5 innings, trail the Buffalo's by a score of 2-4. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. And I'm joined in the chat box by Ken D, who's feeding me some information. Much appreciated. The first pitch by Fujisaki to leadoff batter Tani in there for a called strike one. Yoshi is heading back into the back of the clubhouse in the Oryx dugout. We'll see if he comes on in the fourth. And Tani rips the second offering past a diving third baseman and into left field for a leadoff base hit. So the Oryx Buffaloes out quickly here in the bottom of the third inning, leading by a score of 4-2. That brings up number four batting, Nakamura. One home run, six RBIs on the season, although he's only batting 179. Nakamura drew a walk and came around to score on Kitagawa's home run in the bottom of the second. The first pitch in there for a called strike one. The next offering is lifted to shallow right field. Isobe has a long run, but the ball hangs up there long enough that he's able to get under it and make the catch for out number one. That'll bring up designated hitter Kiyohara. Kiyohara, no home runs, four RBIs on the season, .321 average now. Gee, that dropped fast. Not so many at-bats yet this year. First pitch taken inside for ball one. Kiyohara struck out looking his first at-bat. This after fouling six pitches off in a row. Two of them very deep to left. The second offering swung on and fouled past the third base coach. Kiyohara, kind of player that you either love or you hate. And he has a lot of people who love him. Making him a good pickup by Oryx, as he's the kind of player who will bring batters out. The second offering swung on and fouled back. Two strikes, one ball to count. Cebu put a run on the board. At Cebu Invoice Dome, leads Lotte by a score of 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch misses low and inside to Kiyohara, evening the count at 2-2. Giants have scored 4 in the third inning, turning the game around at Yokohama Stadium, now leading Yokohama by a score of 4-1. And over at Koshien, Hanshin hangs on to a 3-0 lead after 3.5 innings. Next pitch misses low and away, ball 3. That brings the count full. Matsuzaka pitching for the Lions. He's kind of pitcher who can hold on to a one-run lead. Next pitch. And with the runner going, it's called a ball 4. There was a throw over to second base. But Tani just jogging into second on the ball 4 call. Still, that looked like an awful good pitch. Ooh. Nonetheless, we now have runners at first and second, one out, and Kitagawa coming to the plate. Kitagawa with a 2-run home run in the first inning, which turned this game around, putting the Buffaloes up 2-0 at the time. First pitch taken high and tight for ball 1. Cebu Lions off to a hot start, just as the Giants are. Cebu Lions lead the Pacific League 11-4. Giants lead the Central League 10-2. Second pitch to Kitagawa in there for a called strike 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Both the Giants and the Lions have a large number of young players in their lineups this year. Second offering swung on and lifted to the backstop. Catcher gives chase, but that ball goes out of play over the back screen. Woodix and SoftBank are both two games back, still very much in the race. So Cebu isn't really running away with it, but they are definitely looking good so far this season. Next offering fouled off and out of play to the right side. Lockton and the Yokohama Bay Stars are both looking to challenge 100 losses on the year. Next offering swung on and fouled up the left side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. We have runners at first and second, one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Oryx batting. The next offering swung on and grounded to left field. The ball bounces in there. Runner rounds third, heads home without a throw. And Oryx up 5-2. So Kitagawa with his third RBI of the night. And RBI single to left. Scoring Tani from second. That'll bring up number 7 batter, Brambaugh. The first offering to Brambaugh swung on and fell back to the backstop. Runners at first and second now. One away for the Oryx Buffaloes here in the bottom of the third inning. Next offering called strike two. Just catching the outside corner. And the next pitch in there for a called strike three. Brambaugh didn't really look like he liked that call. But yeah, I think that was a good pitch. Ball curving right over the plate. Good breaking ball, breaking toward the right-handed batter. Slider by Fujisaki. I haven't agreed with very many of the umpires' pitches, but yeah, I think that one was a strike. Runners at first and second, two down. Abe at the plate, fouls the first pitch off. The second offering misses up high, evening the count at 1-1. The The third pitch reached for and poked into right field. Isobe has a hard play. Comes sliding into the ball. One bound. Fair. Kiyohara rounds third and trots on home. So a base hit blooper just poked into right field. Driving in Kiyohara from second base. Kitagawa heads into third. We have two outs, runners at the corners. Oryx leading 6-2. That'll bring up Hidaka. Hidaka struck out swinging his first at bat. Takes first pitch here outside for ball one. The next offering misses outside. Ball two. I do hope somebody's up in the Rakuten bullpen. Fujisaki's best pitch this inning was probably that strikeout to Brownball. Next offering. Slow curveball misses up high ball three. Nomura Kantoku not looking happy in the Eagle dugout. Next offering misses outside. And Hidaka walks on four pitches. That loads the bases. And brings up number one batter, Onishi. Onishi is grounded out to second and singled up the middle. Driving in Nakutin's fourth run of the second inning. First pitch swung on and fouled off by Onishi. The second offering misses inside, evening the count at 1-1. Hanshin scores three in the bottom of the fourth inning, doubling their lead over Hiroshima, 6-0. And the next pitch is grounded to the third baseman, who comes up with a ball. Throws to get the force out at second, but instead throws the ball into right field. One run in. Two runs in. Fernandez throws the ball away on an easy force out at second. And Nakutin puts up two more runs on the error. And I don't even think he'd have had the out at second base. That runner was in there pretty quickly. So, what looked like an inning-ending ground ball to third turns into two runs. First pitch to Mizuguchi. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. Mizuguchi so far has struck out and flied out to center. Two-run error there by Fernandez. Next pitch, swung on and line foul to right field. Two quick strikes on Mizuguchi. Mizuguchi, the ninth batter this inning. Runners at the corners, two down. Runner takes off for second. Catcher does a shadow throw to second, but holds on to the ball. So Onishi steals second. And my scorecard is starting to look really ugly. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder has this one. And this side is retired. But, not before, Oryx doubles their score, taking a commanding 8-2 lead after three complete. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Oryx, with a pair of four-run innings, take a 8-2 lead after three complete. For the Tohokudakuten Golden Eagles, here in the top of the fourth inning, it's Yoshioka leading off, taking the first pitch by Yoshi for a called strike one. Second offering, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Yoshi has two quick strikes on the number six batter for Dakuten. Cebu's Matsuzaka holding on to a 1-0 lead after 5 complete at Cebu Invoice Dome. Ono pitching for Lotte. Next offering to Yoshioka misses low for ball 1. 2 strikes, 1 ball the count. At Yokohama Stadium, the Yokohama Bay Stars scored 1 to answer the Giants' 4-run third. And that's where we are after 4 complete. Giants leading that one 4-2. Yoshioka's next pitch is lined left field, and it's a good catch by the right fielder. Who is the right fielder? Brombo running toward the line to make the catch for out number 2. No, out number 1. Sorry. First pitch to Yamasaki is in there for a call. Strike 1. And the second offering is reached for, fouled back to the backstop. Catcher gives chase and just in front of the back net makes the catch. So Yamasaki fouls out to the catcher for out number 2. That's the second foul out for Yamasaki tonight. He fouled out to Nakamura at third base in the second inning as well. That'll bring up shortstop Okihara. And Okihara swinging at the first pitch, lining the ball into the right field corner, but just foul. So at Yokohama Stadium, the Giants lead that one by a score of 4-2. And at Koshien Kyujo, after 5 complete now, Hanshin holds on to a 6-0 lead. Second offering to Okihara, fouled off at Okihara's feet. 2 strikes, no balls to count. Yoshi into the windup, and the third offering just misses outside. I think that was a 2-strike no ball grant by the umpire. Yoshi was starting to walk off the mound. So the 2-strike 1-ball pitch swung on and grounded up the middle. The ball was reached for by Yoshi. I'm not sure if it deflected off his glove or not. Fielded behind the second base bag by Satozaki, who is in there playing second base now. He throws to first in time for out number 3. So it's 3-3 for the Eagles here in the top of the 4th. Going to the bottom of the 4th inning, the Eagles trail this one by a score of 2-8.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tani, leading off for his second inning in a row, takes first two pitches. Low and away. No strikes, two balls. Second pitcher of the evening, Fujisaki on the mound. And the third pitch is lined deep to left center. Left center coming over. Right field, center fielder coming over. And the ball just goes over the left fielder's head, hitting the warning track in left center field. Tani rounds second and is into first, rounds first and is into second with a stand-up double. A long run for Rick Short from left field. And he's unable to catch up with the ball before it bounces in the warning track and off the fence. That'll bring up Nori Nakamura. Nakamura drew a base on balls in the second inning to lead off and later scored and has flied out to right. First pitch, high and tight, but swung on and missed by Nori. Strike one. The next offering misses down low, evening the count at 1-1. I'd like to remind you all, there are numerous ways you can give feedback about these games. I've got the chat window open, or chat room open, during the game. You can email me at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. Next pitch fouled off the catcher. It looks like Katsunori might have gotten a little bit on a leg there. Looks like he's in a bit of pain, but he'll have to grin and bear it. Or you can call me during the game at ProYaku Live, all one word, via Skype. The next offering, grounded to Short. The shortstop bobbles the ball, comes up, and still throws Nori out by a step. Shortstop Okihara not playing the ball well at all there, but still managed to get the slow-moving Nakamura for out number one. Tani held at second base as the ball was grounded right in front of him. That'll bring up designated hitter Kiyohara. Kiyohara so far has struck out looking, drawn a base on balls, and later scored in the third. Second offering misses just inside. Ball one. Sorry, that was ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Third offering swung on and lined into the stands along the left side. Your feedback, always welcome. Let me know how I can improve the site, the broadcasts. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. Oryx leading this one by a score of 8-2. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner at second base, one out. Kiyohara at the plate. Next pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle, base hit. Second base runner Tani rounds third, and he comes home without a throw. And Oryx is up 9-2. RBI base hit by Kiyohara. That'll bring up Kitagawa. Oryx first baseman. Kitagawa so far has three RBIs, a two-run home run, his first at bat, and an RBI through the left side in the third. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Kitagawa batting 304 on the season, two home runs, 11 RBIs. Three of those RBIs coming tonight. Next offering in the dirt, evening the count at 1-1. And the next pitch, called strike two. Runner at first. And he moves over to second as we have a passed ball. The ball bounced right through the legs of the catcher. So Kiyohara heads to second. As Katsunori lets one go through his legs. And the 2-2 pitch to Kitagawa swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Nakamura Kantoku talking to himself now in the Eagles dugout. Next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Runner at second base, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Oryx. And the next offering swung on and hit deep to left field, but this one hooks foul. Kiyohara hit a couple of them in that same place a couple at bats ago. And the next offering just misses outside. That brings the count full to Kitagawa. And I believe that's the second full count by Fujisaki. And the next pitch is swung on and looped over the second base bag in there for a hit. A bloop base hit to center by Kitagawa. And Kitagawa is 3-for-3 tonight. Kiyohara moving over to third on the hit. So runners at the corners now. And Brambaugh coming up to the plate. That brings up Muramatsu. He swings and misses the first pitch. That's right. There were a number of defensive changes last inning. Muramatsu came in to play center field. And Shiozaki came in to play second base in place of Mizuguchi. So Muramatsu batting in the number 7 spot in place of Brambaugh. Takes the next pitch for ball 1, evening the count at 1-1. And the third pitch is lifted back behind the second base bag. It's shortstop Okihara going back and calling for it. He makes a catch behind the second base bag for out number 2. Kiyohara holds at third base. So that'll bring up shortstop Abe. Abe, 2-for-2 tonight. A single in the second inning. Later came around to score. And an RBI single in the third. And came around to score then, too. Fouls off the first pitch to the right side. Runners at the corners, 2 down here in the bottom of the 4th inning. The next offering just misses, evening the count at 1-1. Fujisaki, second pitcher of record for the Eagles on the mound, came in midway through the 2nd inning. Next pitch fouled off to the right side. 2 strikes, 1 ball the count. And the 2 strike, 1 ball pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains 2 strikes and a ball to the Buffalo shortstop. Runners at the corners, 2 down. And the next offering misses outside for ball 2. That evens the count at 2-2. The next pitch swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Center fielder Tepe comes in and on the run makes the catch for out number three. But not before the Buffaloes put up another run. A leadoff double by Tunney. And a single up the middle by Kiyohara. Put the Buffaloes up by a score of 9-2 after four complete. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Eagles will be sending up number 9 batter, Katsunori, followed by the top of the order in Tepe and Takasu here in the 5th inning. Ducked in trailing this one by a score of 2-9 after four complete. Yoshi, first pitch to Katsunori, called strike one on the outside corner. Katsunori batting 133, no home runs and 3 RBIs on the season. He drew a base on balls his first at bat. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the third base side. After drawing a base on balls to lead off the third inning, he was erased on a fielder's choice. Ground ball to second base by Tepe. The next offering swung on and grounded to Nori at third base. The throw across the diamond to first in time for out number one. That brings up Tepe. The first offering to Tepe misses outside for ball one. Tepe batting 265, no home runs and 4 RBIs on the season. Second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. And the third offering swung on in line to left center, but It's Hirano in center now. Okay. I'm not exactly sure where he goes in the lineup now. So Hirano in center field makes the catch for out number two. Takasu takes first pitch for a called strike one. Takasu 2-for-2 tonight. A single in the first and a double in the third. Takes the next pitch for a called strike two. And the third offering in the dirt outside. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. And the fourth offering, misses low and away, evening the count at 2-2 to Takasu. The 2-2 pitch swung on a little late up the first base side. First baseman says he's got it, takes the ball to the bag himself, and the Eagles are retired for the third time tonight. Retired in order for the third time tonight. After 4.5 innings now, they continue to trail this one by a score of 2-9. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Odix sending up number 9 batter Hidaka, who takes first pitch in the dirt for ball 1. Hidaka so far has struck out swinging and walked. The second offering swung on and lined right at Isobe in right field. Well, Isobe had a short run in to make the catch. Two pitches, one out for Fujisaki here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Of note, the pitcher wasn't changed, but the catcher was for the Eagles this inning. Kawata in to catch for the Eagles. It's believed that that pass ball that Katsunori let get through his legs is the reason for the defensive change. The first pitch to the top batter, Onishi, misses low and away for ball 1. And it's not Onishi. It's Hirano. Hirano, who came in to play center field, is up to bat now. He came in defensively. Takes his second pitch for ball 2. And the third pitch is swung on and lined into center field. One bound, two bound. Base hit. So the Buffaloes have a runner on with one out in, here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Shiozaki. Shiozaki batting .238, no home runs and four RBIs on the season. Came in defensively a couple innings ago to play second base. First pitch to Shiozaki. Misses inside for ball one. The second offering in the dirt, blocked well by catcher Kawata. No strikes, two balls. For Oryx, the current lineup is Hirano leading off, playing center field. Satozaki batting second, playing second. Tani plays left field, bats third. Throw over to first base, and Hirano dives back in. Nakamura bats fourth, playing third base. Kiyohara, designated hitter, bats fifth. Kitagawa plays first base, batting sixth. Muramatsu came into the game, playing right field, batting in the number seven slot. Another throw to first, and Hirano's back. Abe bats eighth and plays shortstop, and Hidaka is the catcher. Next pitch off the catcher's glove. He scrambles for the ball, comes up, but Hirano holding at first base. Looks like Kawata was a bit crossed up on the pitch. He goes out to have a word with Fujisaki. Make sure they have their signs right, because it was certainly a ball that he should have had. I think it just didn't go where he was expecting it. One out, runner at first base. Next offering in there for a called strike one. One strike, three balls now the count to Shiozaki. Another throw over to first base. Hirano dives back in. And the clock strikes eight. We've been going at it for 2 hours here at Skymark Stadium. Another throw to first base. Hirano dives in ahead of the throw. The one strike three ball pitch misses low and away. Ball four. And Nomura is standing up in the dugout now, but not looking like he's making a pitching change. So, runners at first and second, one out. Tani at the plate. Tani 2-for-3 so far tonight. Grounded out to second. Single to left and double to center. Swings and fouls first pitch off. second offering way up high. A jump by catcher Kawata to keep the ball from going to the backstop. That evens the count at 1-1 to Tani. Tani really didn't do much last year. Hoping to get back into the swing of things this year. Takes the next pitch inside for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. The fourth offering misses way inside. Tani backing out of that pitch. One strike, three balls to count. Nomura Kantoku standing up in the Eagles dugout. It looks like he's just about had enough of Fujisaki. Next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. A lot of empty seats over there. Fans scrambling for the ball. The full count pitch. Called strike three, a bit delayed by the home plate umpire for out number two. Good glove work by the catcher to get the umpire to call that strike three. That'll bring up third baseman Nakamura. Nakamura batting 174 on the season, one home run, six RBIs. 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. First pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Nakamura walked to lead off the second inning, came around to score. Flew out to right and grounded out to short. Runners at first and second, two down. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Oryx leading 9-2. Second offering misses low and away for ball one, evening the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and lined up the left field side and into the corner, but it slices just foul. That ball had two-run double written all over it. Just slice foul. Two strikes, one ball now the count to Nori. Kiyohara swings the bat on deck. And the next offering, high and tight, but swung on a missed. Strike three. And that kills the threat here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Fujisaki manages to hold the Buffaloes scoreless here in the fifth. Yet, after five complete, the Buffaloes continue to lead this by a score of 9-2. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Oryx Buffaloes lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 9-2 after 5 complete. In other scores, or in other games going on, just 3 other games tonight. The Chivalote Marines tied the game at Cebu Invoice Dome with a solo home run. Oh, I can't remember how to read that name. Sorry. Nonetheless, after 7 completes, Lotte and Cebu are tied 1-1. The Giants added 2 in the top of the 5th inning in Yokohama to take a 6-2 lead. At Koshien, the Hanshin Tigers have added another run in the 7th inning and currently lead Hiroshima by a score of 7-0. Yoshi getting the start for the Buffaloes tonight, still on the mound here in the 6th inning. He's thrown 68 pitches so far, giving up just 2 runs. The first batter of the inning, Isobe, lifts the first pitch to right center field, and it's right fielder Muramatsu who comes over to make the catch for out number 1. So 1 pitch, 1 out here in the top of the 6th inning. That'll bring up third baseman Fernandez. Fernandez so far has hit a sacrifice fly to drive in the first eagle run. And drawn a base on balls. Takes first pitch up high for ball 1 here. And the second offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Fair! That ball is going into the corner. Fernandez rounds first, heads into second, where he's in there with a stand-up double. Fernandez didn't get up the first base line very quickly. Still managed to go into second, standing up. That'll bring up Rick. Batting .364, no home runs and 8 RBIs. He's grounded to third twice so far tonight. The second one a fielder's choice that ended the rally in the 3rd inning. Takes first pitch here for ball 1. The second offering by Yoshi is grounded to third. Looks the runner back at second, throws to first in time, and Rick's grounded out to third 3 times tonight. That's the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up first baseman Yoshioka. Runner at second base, 2 down. We're in the top of the 6th inning. Rakuten needing to get something going, trailing the Buffaloes by a score of 2-9. No, we have a pinch hitter. Number 61. Takes first pitch low and away for ball 1. The second offering is grounded to second base, who comes up with the ball, throws to first in time, and the side is retired. So the Eagles have a one-out double by Fernandez, but he's stranded there at the end of 5.5 innings now. Oryx hangs on to a 9-2 lead. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. That pinch hitter that ended the top of the sixth inning was Kinshi Kawaguchi. Another one registered by his first name. And Aoyama comes in to pitch for Rakuten. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, he'll be facing Kiyohara, Kitagawa, and Muramatsu. Kiyohara so far tonight has struck out looking, drawn a base on balls, and scored in the third, and singled in a run to center field in the fourth. Kusano comes in to play third base. And Moritani is in center, I believe. So Rakuten making a number of changes this inning. And Kiyohara swinging at the first pitch, lines the ball into right center field. One bound, two bound, that ball's rolling into the outfield. And Kiyohara has his second hit of the night. A single to right to lead off the top of the sixth inning. That'll bring up number six batter, Kitagawa, batting .316, two home runs, 16 RBIs. One of those two home runs tonight, a two-run shot that turned the game around, takes first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering, right down the middle, strike two. Aoyama, two quick strikes on Kitagawa, with Kiyohara at first base. And nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. A throw over to first base, or a fake throw over to first base after stepping off the rubber. Kiyohara, not really a threat to steal, especially considering his leg's hurting enough that he's not on the field in the starting lineup. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right side. Kitagawa protecting the plate. Ball looked a little outside there. But Kitagawa protecting anything close. The fourth offering. And it knocks Kitagawa down. Kitagawa backs out of the way of that one, as it was a bit high and tight for comfort. Two strikes, one ball now the count. So it was low and away, high and inside. And the next offering. This is high and over the plate. Evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on and poked into right field. This ball bounces in front of the right fielder. Base hit. Kiwata heads over to second base. And the first two batters here in the top of the sixth inning are on. That'll bring up center fielder anymore. Muramatsu is right fielder. Takes first pitch for ball one. We have runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Oryx leading by a score of 9-2. Third pitcher of record, Aoyama on the mound for the Eagles. Starting pitcher Matsuzaki went 1 2/3 innings. Next offering misses high. Ball two. Fujisaki pitched to the last batter of the second, then the third, fourth, and fifth, giving up five runs. During that time. Next offering misses low and inside. Ball three. No strikes. Three balls to Muramatsu. Nomura Kantoku shifts uncomfortably in his chair in the Eagles dugout. Next offering in there for a called strike one. Muramatsu taking that pitch all the way. And the next offering in there for a called strike two. Muramatsu looked like he would have liked to have swung at that one. So the count goes full. That's the first full count by Aoyama. And the next offering swung on and grounded to third base. He chases the runner out of the base path and throws to second base for the force. Are they calling the batter out at third or not? Yoshimoto. The third baseman went to touch the runner going to third base, who went out of the base path to avoid him. And yes, he was called out. Abe grounds the first pitch to the second baseman, who comes up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number three. So the Buffaloes get their first two base runners on, but a double play and a ground out end it with nothing to show for it. At the end of six complete now, the Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 9-2. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in Kobe. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the Eagles, Lucky 7. They'll be sending up the bottom of the order in Yamasaki, Okihara, and Kawata. And the first pitch to Yamasaki, and he breaks his bat, lifting the ball up high to the infield. Shortstop Abe camps under the ball and makes the catch for out number one. So one pitch, one out by Yoshi here in the seventh inning. That was Yoshi's 76th pitch of the game. And that'll bring up shortstop Okihara. The first pitch to Okihara in there for a called strike one. Okihara so far has flown out to right and grounded out to second. The second offering grounded to the left side. Third baseman Nori up with the ball on the run, throws to first in time for out number two. Nakamura cut off the catcher on that ground ball, but was able to make the play. So three pitches, two outs here in the seventh inning. And that brings up catcher Kawata. Kawata batting for the first time this game as Katsunori started behind the plate. Kawata takes first pitch for a called strike one. Kawata batting 0.000 on the season. Hitless. Takes the next pitch for a called strike two. And Yoshi, Sankyu Shobu. No, misses inside for ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count. The next offering swung on and missed, strike three. So the Eagles go down in order again. That's the fourth time tonight they've gone down in order. And after six and a half now, continue to trail 2-9.
げる男に悔いはない。その一球が決めるのだ。命は光る力せ。ゴーゴーゴーゴーゴーゴー、ダイナマイト、ダイナマイト、ダイナ
マイト。熱気に燃えるの守りが勝ちを呼ぶ。もうこは吠えて突き進む。浅い届く大銀さん。
Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hidaka leads off the Oryx Lucky 7. He'll be facing number 4 pitcher Koyama for the Eagles. The first pitch by Koyama this game misses inside for ball 1. Hidaka so far tonight has struck out swinging, reached on a base on balls, and flown out to right. Fouls off the next pitch, evening the count at 1-1. Koyama steps off the mound. The next offering swung on and fouled off. 2-1 the count. The next offering swung on and fouled off. Count remains 2 and a ball to Hidaka. The next offering swung on and just foul of the first base bag up the first base line. If you're just joining us, Oryx lead this one by a score of 9-2. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Next offering, swung on and hit deep to right field, going back and in front of the warning track is right fielder Isobe, who makes the catch. Hidaka hit the ball a long way, but it's just a long out for out number one. That brings us to the top of the order in Hirano. Came in defensively in center field. This is his second at bat tonight. He singled his first at bat in the fifth inning. Batting 273 on the season. No home runs and three RBIs. First offering to him, misses low and inside. The next offering, swung on and lifted to center field. Isobe comes over toward the line and makes the catch for out number two. So two flies out to right field here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and that'll bring up Shiozaki. Shiozaki also came in defensively in the middle of the game. Drew a base on balls, his only at bat so far tonight. And takes first pitch for a called strike one. Koyama on the mound for the Eagles. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. Koyama coming right in there, challenging the batters. And the third offering in the dirt. Blocked well by catcher Kawata, the second catcher tonight for Rakuten, as Katsunori started the game and was replaced defensively. After allowing a pass ball to go by him in the four-run fourth inning. The next offering, grounded weakly to the left side, pitcher Koyama fields the ball, throws to first in time, and this side is retired in order. That's the second time this game that Oryx has gone down in order, and after seven complete now, they continue to lead this one by a score of 9-2. welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Kato comes in to pitch for Oryx here in the eighth inning. Yoshi throwing seven innings, giving up just two runs on four hits. Oryx has committed no errors behind him. The first batter he'll face is the top of the batter, the top of the lineup, in Tepe. Kato's first pitch is in there for a called strike one. The second offering is grounded to the left side. Shortstop dashing in, up, throws to first just in time. Tepe fast up the line, but not fast enough. That's one out. That'll bring up second baseman Takasu. Takasu is 2-for-3 tonight. Single, double, and grounded out to the first baseman. The first offering to Takasu misses high and away for ball one. Takasu in the first inning singled. A couple of hits later, was brought in on Fernandez's sacrifice fly to center. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. And the third pitch, likewise, called strike two. And the next offering, grounded to the second baseman, who comes up with the ball and throws Takasu out easily at first for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up team captain Isobe. Isobe singled in the first, grounded out to short in the third, and flew out to right in the sixth, batting 231 on the season. No home runs, four RBIs. The first offering misses for ball one. The ground out to short in the third scored the second Eagle run. And the next offering is lifted deep to right center field. At the warning track, the right fielder makes the catch for out number three. So, Kato comes in, throws eight pitches, and retires the Eagles in order for the fifth time tonight, I believe that is. And after seven and a half, the Oryx Buffaloes continue to lead this one by a score of 9-2. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Tani leads off by grounding the ball to the second baseman. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That'll bring up third baseman Nakamura. Nakamura spent most of last year with Dodgers farm team, batting 171 so far this year, one home run and six RBIs. The first pitch down the middle, called strike one. Nori has reached on a base on balls, flown out to right, grounded out to short, and struck out swinging so far tonight. The second offering in the dirt taken to even the count at 1-1. Stevie-san keeping us up to date on what's happening in the Cebulote game. With the game tied 1-1 in the bottom of the eighth, and Yabuta on the mound for Lotte. Gigi Sato grounded the ball into left field, scoring Ishii from second base, putting the Lions up by a score of 2-1. So at Cebu Invoice Dome, the Lions have taken a 2-1 lead. Nakamura lifts pitch to the left side, and in fair territory is the third baseman Fernandez making the catch for out number two. This after Nakamura fouled off a couple of pitches. That'll bring up Kiyohara. Kiyohara is 2-4-3 tonight with a base on balls and an RBI. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The next offering lifted deep to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It's fair. Home run, Kiyohara. That's Kiyohara's first home run of the 2006 season. First home run in a Buffalo uniform. And that puts the Buffs up by a score of 10-2. Hosokawa at Cebu Invoice Dome strikes out, leaving the bases loaded for the Lions, but not before the Lions take a 2-1 lead. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. In other games, Yokohama scored single runs in the fifth and seventh inning to close the gap with the Giants to 6-4. Kitagawa up next, first pitch taken inside, ball one. And at Koshien, it's all over. The Hanshin Tigers won. Shutout victory over the Hiroshima Toyo Carps, 7-0. Next pitch to Kitagawa in the dirt. No strikes, two balls. So Koyama comes in, gets first couple of batters out, gives up a home run, then two balls to Kitagawa, finally gets one over for a called strike one. One strike, two balls. Kitagawa has homered, two-run homer this game, and singled in a run. And the next offering is lifted to shallow left field, and it's the shortstop who makes the catch for out number three. So, the Buffs, a home run by Kiyohara, his first in a Buffalo uniform. He hit a number of pitches deep to left field, this one finally staying fair. His first at bat, when he fouled it off six pitches in a row, two of those were really deep to left. But he came through here in the bottom of the eighth, as the Oryx Buffaloes take a 10-2 lead. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Abe Kinta comes in to pitch for the Buffaloes. First pitch to... That's not Fernandez. Moritani. No. Kusano is in there for a called strike one. Next pitch, ball. Next pitch, strike. And the next offering grounded through the right side for a leadoff base hit. Kusano came in defensively quite a while back at third base. Straight swap for Fernandez. And that'll bring up Moritani. Moritani in the game in center field, replacing left fielder Rick Short. This is his first time at bat this game, and he takes first pitch for a called strike one. The next offering misses low and away, ball two, or ball one, one and one the count. The third pitch misses high and away, ball two, one strike, two balls. Yokohama adds another one in the seventh inning, cutting the Giants' lead to one. Giants still holding on 6-5. Bay Stars batting in the bottom of the seventh. Next offering fouled off to the left side, evening the count at 2-2 to Moritani. The next offering, kind of low, but swung on and fouled off. A forkball. Moritani just getting a piece of it. The next pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. So Moritani goes down swinging for out number one here in the top of the ninth. That'll bring up Kenshi. Kenshi Kawaguchi, one of several Eagle players going by his first name this year. Kenshi, in his only at bat so far this game, he came in defensive or as a pinch hitter. Had grounded out to second. Takes first pitch by Abe for a called strike one. Matsuzaka going for a complete game against Lotte. One batter to go. Next pitch to Kenshi in there for a called strike two. Just catching the outside corner. And the next offering, low and inside, but swung on and golfed to right field, off the right field wall. Runner at first base, Kusano had to hold up, make sure that the ball bounced in there. And once it did, he rounded second and went on to third base. Kenshi held to first with a long single. Played well off the right field wall by right fielder Muramatsu. Holding Kenshi to a long single. That'll bring up designated hitter Yamasaki with runners at the corners and one away. The first offering misses outside for ball one. Looks like the Bay Stars ended at two runs in the seventh inning. Next offering, swung on and missed by Yamasaki, evening the count at 1-1. Tamuna struck out with runners at the corners to end the threat in the seventh for the Bay Stars. Next pitch, called strike two to Yamasaki. Two strikes, one ball to count, runners at the corners, one out for the Tohokudakuten Golden Eagles here in the top of the ninth inning, trailing by a score of 2-10. Next offering, misses low and away, evening the count at 2-2. So Bay Stars trail 5-6 after 7 complete. Hanshin Tigers won 7-0 at Koshien. And Franco watches strike 3 go by. Matsuzaka, a complete game victory over the Chibolote Marines. The next pitch misses for ball three. That brings the count full as the clock strikes nine. And the next offering, down the middle, called strike three. Yamasaki goes down looking. That's the second out of the inning. As Abe strikes out two so far. He's not out of it yet, though. Runners at the corners, two down. Shortstop, Okihara coming up to bat. And Okihara grounds the first pitch to second base. Second baseman up with the ball, throws to first. And the game is over. The Onyx Buffaloes defeat the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 10-2. Here at Skymark Stadium. Only two other games completed now. Seibu defeated Lotte. Matsuzaka going the distance. Defeating Lotte, Chiba Lotte Marines by a score of 2-1. Home run to Heiuchi being the only run he gave up. The Hanshin Tigers defeated the Hiroshima Toyo Carp 7-0. The Carp have been shut out an awful lot this year. They really need to get something going with the offense. And after 7 complete, the Giants lead the Yokohama Bay Stars by a score of 6-5. That's it for tonight. I'd like to thank you all for joining me live or via download. I welcome you all. I welcome all of your input. You can reach me via Skype at ProYaku Live, or write to me via email to live@markjapanesebaseball.com. I'd like to hear from you. This game brought to you by JapaneseBaseball.com. Please feel free to reproduce it, reuse it, redistribute it, however you like. Just give me credit. Once again, from Skymark Stadium, the total, Onyx Buffaloes 10, Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles 2. Good night.